Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. B-Profil 2010. Englisch. Hörverstehen. Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the messages and monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A radio advertisement.
Are you in need of better computer skills? Do you feel your French isn't as fluent as it used to be? Your local business school can help you to keep your career going in the right direction. Phone them today at 0800 239 6147 for a free brochure. Find their program in your local newspaper or go online at eduadult.com. That's www.eduadult.com. You'll be pleased at how these classes keep you ahead of your colleagues when opportunities for promotion arise. Mrs. Smith, the secretary, is waiting to hear from you. Space is limited as we work in small groups. There are only 15 people to a class, so sign up now. Registration ends September 22 for all autumn classes starting October 16th. There are a few classes beginning at 8 p.m. for those that have a longer work day. However, most classes begin at 7:30 p.m.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Are you in need of better computer skills? Do you feel your French isn't as fluent as it used to be? Your local business school can help you to keep your career going in the right direction. Phone them today at 0800 239 6147 for a free brochure. Find their program in your local newspaper or go online at eduadult.com. That's www.eduadult.com. You'll be pleased at how these classes keep you ahead of your colleagues when opportunities for promotion arise. Mrs. Smith, the secretary, is waiting to hear from you. Space is limited as we work in small groups. There are only 15 people to a class, so sign up now. Registration ends September 22 for all autumn classes starting October 16th. There are a few classes beginning at 8 p.m. for those that have a longer work day. However, most classes begin at 7:30 p.m.
Now go on to part two. Two. A voicemail message.
Hello, Susan. It's Sam here. Please reserve the showroom at the North Town Hotel. We want the stage and all three screens on the 12th of February for the launching of our new mobile phone and all of its new features. It's going to be a fantastic show. The TV network will be coming and a large number of journalists. Make sure you only send tickets to those on our mailing list. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. The presentation is from 6 to 7 p.m. Afterwards, there'll be some light refreshments for everyone. However, we'll be inviting an elite group to dinner, probably around 30 people. I'll know the exact number of guests by the 5th of February. Make a reservation at that new restaurant called Jazz and Dining for 8 o'clock p.m. I hear it's very good and sometimes has live music.
You're going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Susan. It's Sam here. Please reserve the showroom at the North Town Hotel. We want the stage in all three screens on the 12th of February for the launching of our new mobile phone and all of its new features. It's going to be a fantastic show. The TV network will be coming and a large number of journalists. Make sure you only send tickets to those on our mailing list. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. The presentation is from 6 to 7 p.m. Afterwards, there'll be some light refreshments for everyone. However, we'll be inviting an elite group to dinner, probably around 30 people. I'll know the exact number of guests by the 5th of February. Make a reservation at that new restaurant called Jazz and Dining for 8 o'clock p.m. I hear it's very good and sometimes has live music.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to a conversation. For each question, mark the correct answer. A, B, or C. Take one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Today my guest is Steve Robertson, who is a consultant to companies that want to improve working conditions for their employees. Steve, when I look at some of these modern glass buildings, they seem to offer all you could possibly want. Does our working environment still need improving?
Well, these buildings may look very good from the outside, but on a sunny day, it can quickly become very hot inside, even if the air conditioning is working well. And if you can't open a window, you feel trapped in your office.
I see. So actually, my office in this old-fashioned brick house is just as comfortable then. What other problem areas are there in offices?
Lighting is very important. Of course, it would be best to work in natural daylight, but unfortunately, this isn't always possible.
I've never liked the strip lighting, those long tubes which seem to become very fashionable. I always got the impression they were tiring on my eyes.
Absolutely. Studies have shown that people get headaches, as well as problems with their eyesight, and consequently, productivity suffers as well.
That doesn't surprise me at all. What about computer screens?
They can cause problems for your eyes too.
But you can adjust the screen's brightness, can't you?
Yes, that helps. However, long hours in front of your PC can still be bad for your eyes, and I always recommend varying one's activities to get up and do something different at least once an hour.
What about chairs? Surely a good chair can contribute to one's well-being.
Yes, you should use one that supports your lower back well and helps you to sit up straight. Your elbows should be hanging naturally at your side. Make sure your feet are placed solidly on the floor so as to support most of the weight of your legs. If necessary, you can use something to put your feet on.
When I come to think of it, I really could do with a new office chair myself.
It's certainly worth the investment. And then there is one thing you don't have to worry about in your nice little office.
Open plan offices?
Exactly. A lot of people work in one large room with many different desks. Working like that can be very difficult. Phones are ringing constantly, and you have to listen to other people's conversations. Instead of concentrating on your own work, you often get interrupted by people asking you questions which are not really your business.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why working from home is getting more popular.
Yes, and I'm convinced this trend is going to continue, for certain jobs anyway. We call this telecommuting. Modern technology has made it possible. With email, internet, phone and fax, it doesn't really matter where you work. It only matters that you produce results.
Isn't it difficult to separate work and private life when working from home?
For one thing, you should stick to a timetable. And secondly, you should have a suitably equipped room where you do nothing else. A place where you close the door once your day's work is done. This way, you can switch off from work.
Mr. Robertson, thank you very much for coming here and giving this interview.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Today my guest is Steve Robertson, who is a consultant to companies that want to improve working conditions for their employees. Steve, when I look at some of these modern glass buildings, they seem to offer all you could possibly want. Does our working environment still need improving?
Well, these buildings may look very good from the outside, but on a sunny day it can quickly become very hot inside, even if the air conditioning is working well. And if you can't open a window, you feel trapped in your office.
I see. So actually, my office in this old-fashioned brick house is just as comfortable then. What other problem areas are there in offices?
Lighting is very important. Of course, it would be best to work in natural daylight, but unfortunately, this isn't always possible.
I've never liked the strip lighting, those long tubes which seem to become very fashionable. I always got the impression they were tiring on my eyes.
Absolutely. Studies have shown that people get headaches, as well as problems with their eyesight, and consequently, productivity suffers as well.
That doesn't surprise me at all. What about computer screens?
They can cause problems for your eyes too.
But you can adjust the screen's brightness, can't you?
Yes, that helps. However, long hours in front of your PC can still be bad for your eyes. And I always recommend varying one's activities to get up and do something different at least once an hour.
What about chairs? Surely a good chair can contribute to one's well-being.
Yes, you should use one that supports your lower back well and helps you to sit up straight. Your elbows should be hanging naturally at your side. Make sure your feet are placed solidly on the floor so as to support most of the weight of your legs. If necessary, you can use something to put your feet on.
When I come to think of it, I really could do with a new office chair myself.
It's certainly worth the investment. And then there is one thing you don't have to worry about in your nice little office.
Open plan offices?
Exactly. A lot of people work in one large room with many different desks. Working like that can be very difficult. Phones are ringing constantly, and you have to listen to other people's conversations. Instead of concentrating on your own work, you often get interrupted by people asking you questions which are not really your business.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why working from home is getting more popular.
Yes, and I'm convinced this trend is going to continue. For certain jobs, anyway. We call this telecommuting. Modern technology has made it possible. With email, internet, phone and fax, it doesn't really matter where you work. It only matters that you produce results.
Isn't it difficult to separate work and private life when working from home?
For one thing, you should stick to a timetable. And secondly, you should have a suitably equipped room where you do nothing else. A place where you close the door once your day's work is done. This way, you can switch off from work.
Mr. Robertson, thank you very much for coming here and giving this interview.
This is the end of Task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.